Hola, amigos. This is the Cisco Kid. Come ride with Pancho and me on this exciting adventure, which we have called Trail to Wyoming. In the early days of our West, the mainstay of the cattle industry was the Texas Longhorn. But with the coming of the railroad came a demand for better beef. So a ranchero near the town of Lander, Wyoming, turned his attention to Oregon cattle. Arlie Baldwin pioneered the 1,200-mile trail drive, which history records dealt the hoofs as many as 1 million cattle annually between 1875 and 1884.
How in thunder do you expect the two of us to stop that outfit, Sam?
If we meet up with them, I'll tell you, Pecos.
Well, for my money, this is a wild Mustang chase.
It ain't your money. I'm paying you to check on Arlie Baldwin.
That hombre will never make it driving cattle from Oregon over the Rocky Mountains.
I'll bet on that. Word drifted back to Lander that Arlie left Baker, Oregon, with a herd of 3,000 cattle, 40 cowboys, and a remuda of several hundred horses.
And how long ago was that?
A little over 6 months ago.
Well, if they haven't reached Lander by this time, they never will. What you worried about?
I want Arlie's ranch. I figured to get it by lending Arlie the money for the trail drive.
What did Arlie do, put up his ranch as security for the money?
Yeah. First, I thought there wasn't a chance Arlie could trail drive 3,000 cattle over 1,200 miles of rough country.
Somehow you figure it ain't going to be so easy to foreclose on that ranch, eh?
We're going to stop Arlie and them cattle.
Just like that. Two of us are supposed to stop 40 cowpokes and 3,000 steers.
I don't expect us to drag those 40 hombres by ourselves. I got a plan.
Yeah, we're going to need one. Look over that ridge, Sam. Whoa, there!
Whoa, not what? What?
Whoa. Well, they made it. There's a Baldwin outfit. What's the plan?
As soon as I get the equipment out of my saddlebags, I'll show you.
What in tarnation you got there? Jugs of water?
No. It's coal oil. Take half of these jugs with you.
Yeah, what am I supposed to do with them?
You leave a trail of oil behind you as you ride through this forest. I'll do the same.
Yeah, I begin to savvy what you're playing.
We'll both swing out in a big half circle.
Where we meet.
You see where those cattle are now?
Yeah. By the time we get there, that herd will be smack in the middle of the circle.
Key wreck. All we got to do is touch a match to that oil, and in no time, this dry underbrush will have Arlie Baldwin's herd trapped in a ring of fire.
Cisco, that a big herd of cattle coming through that canyon.
Si, Pancho. It looks as if they are on a trail drive.
Oh, that got to be it. Oh, there's the chuck wagon up front with the bedrolls of the vaqueros, and there's the remuda of horses.
Those vaqueros and the cattle look like they have been on the trail a long time. I wonder where they came from.
We'll ride down and ask them, huh, Cisco? Pancho like to see those cattle up close. Pancho never see cattle like that before.
They're certainly different than our Texas Longhorns, Pancho.
Mm.
Look down the trail about a mile behind that herd.
Where, Cisco?
At the base of the Twin Peaks.
Oh, madre mia, Cisco, that look like a forest fire.
And with this dry underbrush, that fire is traveling fast.
Oh, but Cisco, those hombres down in the canyon with that herd, they not can see that fire.
You're right, Chico, and that is no ordinary fire.
What do you mean, Cisco?
An ordinary forest fire would not follow such a set path.
Oh, you're right. That fire, they make the big circle and swing out around the herd.
From here, it looks as if some coyote deliberately set that fire to trap the herd in those vaqueros. Come, Pancho. We must try to warn them.
Oh, there's not enough time for them to get out of that fire trap, even if we do warn them.
Perhaps you are right. I hope not. Up there.
Give a hand.
Go, 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 go.
Well, Jane's getting close to home.
I'll be glad to see the end of this trail drive, Arlie. I bet this is the first time my husband took a wife along as a trail hand.
Sam Kelton will be brokenhearted to see us. He figured we'd never get this herd to Wyoming, and he'd be able to take over our ranch.
Wait till you see the look on his face when you do pay him. Hey, Arlie, those two riders aren't doing it this way. They're not our boys.
Hey, you two leather-headed gullers! Pull up that horse! horses. What are you trying to do? Stampede this herd.
I ought to put a bullet through your head. You know, you almost stampeded this herd.
That is just what you and your hombres had better do right now, Senor Bruto.
What? Stampede our own herd?
Si, Senora, the forest fire is making a big circle around the herd.
Thunderation. Jane, look over yonder.
Ollie, we're trapped.
Senor, there is one chance we may all get out of here alive.
What's that?
Have your raquero stampede this herd straight ahead. It'll be a race to get to safety before the two fires on either side of us meet.
Well, if we don't, it won't be because we didn't try. Thanks, stranger. Cheyenne! Jake! Red! We're going to stampede this herd! I don't ask questions, get going! It's our only chance! It's a race against death!
Si, as you can see, we made it all the way from Oregon.
Yeah, sure did, Ollie. I never thought it could be done. I'm glad I was wrong.
Howdy, Jane. Good to see you back in Lander.
Howdy, son. We'll be over to settle with you as soon as we sell the cattle and pay off our men.
Now, don't you fret about that, Jane Baldwin. There's no rush.
Well, there is for me, Si. I'll see you as soon as Jane and I drive what cattle we're keeping out to the ranch.
You plan on keeping some of that herd, Ollie?
A few of the best bulls and some of the better cows. I'm fixing to raise white-face Herefords out here on the range.
All right, them critters will never learn to forage for themselves like longhorns.
You wait and see. Someday there'll be nothing but Herefords on these ranges. I'll be seeing you, sir. Get up. Hey.
Yeah. I'll be seeing you, all right.
What did Ollie Bowman have to say, Sam?
But he was going to pay off the loan, Pickles.
Did he mention anything about the fire?
No, not a word. I still can't see how they could escape if you did everything I told you.
Hey, you know I did. I followed your orders to the letter.
And somehow they got warned. Down in the canyon, they never would have seen that fire till it was too late.
You hit the target dead center, Sime.
What makes you so sure, Pecos?
Grab a peek at them two hombres riding with that herd. Know them?
No. Never saw them before. Well, they must be a couple of the hands Ollie hired back in Oregon.
Not them two. That tall hombre riding the big horse is the Cisco Kid. The little fat one is his partner, Pancho.
Oh, what about him? I never heard of him before.
You will.
Well, right now, them two don't bother me, and Ollie Baldwin does.
Well, if it was me, I'd be figuring to get rid of the Cisco Kid first.
Now, wait a minute. Ollie told me him and Jane are going to drive a few of those cattle back to his ranch after they sell the herd.
But he's sure to stop off here at your office to pay back the loan before he does it.
He can't pay me if I'm not here and the office is closed, Kenny. He'll head for his ranch and come back to town tomorrow.
And we'll be waiting for him.
Yeah, with kerchiefs over our faces. We got to get that money.
It's a cinch if he's alone. But if the Cisco Kid's with him...
All right, Pecos, I take your word for it. You figure out how to get Cisco. If we get that money, a good chunk of it is going right back into your own pocket.
You made yourself a deal, Sam. With me, money talks. It'll be done.
Those white-faced cattle, they sure different from the longhorns, no, Cisco?
They are much easier to handle, Pancho. Your Arlie tells me they will take on a lot more beef.
What do you think of the Herefords now, Cisco?
I think that someday the ranges of our West will be stocked with nothing but white-faced cattle, Senor Arlie.
That's just what you said yesterday to Sime Kelton, isn't it, Arlie?
Almost the same words. I'm on my way in to see Sime now. I wouldn't be able to pay off the loan if you and Pancho hadn't warned us about the fire.
Well, we're sure grateful to both of you.
I'm sure Sime Kelton had a hand in it somehow. He'd do anything short of murder to get this ranch.
Maybe he will not stop at that. He knows you are riding to town with the money this morning.
That's true, Ollie.
I believe you've got something there, Cisco.
Look, Ollie, you go ahead to Lander like you planned. I'll set out half an hour after you do, only I'll be carrying the money.
Oh, that's a good idea. Then if they're a hold of the bandidos not get that money from Senor Ollie.
Si, it's a good idea. And Pancho and I will ride with you, Senora Baldwin.
The six gun in my holster ain't for decoration. I don't need my wife or anybody else to do my job. I'll handle my money myself and without nursemaids to guard me. I'm riding alone.
out, Sam. When Ollie Baldwin passes by here, he's bound to see that steer we ran into that mud bog.
Knowing him, he'll stop to pull it out. We can jump him when he does.
I still can't figure how come Cisco and Poncho ain't with him.
And we better climb the rest of the way to the top of the rock.
Oh, boy. Who are you?
Up there into that big pine tree will be a good place to jump down on, Ollie.
Let's get to it.
Keep your eyes peeled. Cisco's tricky. What you least expected is what he's liable to do.
You sure got a heap of respect for that hombre. Why do you think he was Billy the Kid, Bat Masterson, and Doc Holliday all rolled into one?
You tangle with him, Sam, and you'll find out.
Hey, get set, Pecos. Here comes Ollie Baldwin.
Yeah. And ain't that Cisco and Poncho back there about a mile behind him?
It sure is. Oh, he acts like he don't know they're trailing him.
Well, if they was guarding Ollie, they'd be right up with him.
Hey, they may be trying to trap us.
Yeah, well, we can use that setup to trap them. When Ollie stops for that steer, we gun whip him and take the money. Then we hide. And when Cisco and Poncho ride up, we kill him with Ollie's gun.
I reckon we've got a pat hand. We get the money, Ollie Baldwin gets the blame, and Cisco and Poncho get a burying in Boot Hill.
Pecos Jennings and Sime Kelton set up an ambush for Ollie Baldwin, Poncho, and me. Ollie rode into the ambush and was knocked out by the desperados, who then hid and waited to dry gulch Poncho and me. Unaware of what happened to Ollie, Poncho and I rode toward the trap.
Cisco, we not see Senor Ollie on the trail for a long time now.
You are right, Poncho. At first, I thought it was because the trail leads around behind those rocks.
Oh, yeah, hold on. Oh, that steer sound like he in trouble. Oh, there, that steer come now. Madre mia, what the matter with him, Cisco?
Nothing serious, Poncho. He looked as though he was stuck in a mud hole, and someone pulled him out.
Oh, that someone got to be Senor Ollie.
Not so fast, Poncho. If it was Senor Ollie, he would make himself known to us.
What do you think, Cisco? The hombres what turned that steer loose drag on Senor Ollie?
We heard no gunshots. But it may be a dry gulch, and perhaps we are supposed to walk into it next.
What do we do?
Take off your coat and sombrero, Chico. I'll do the same.
What for we do this, Chico?
We will find out soon enough if this is an ambush. Now get two sticks like these and tie them together to make a cross.
Poncho got the two sticks, but what Poncho use for the string?
Cut a short piece from one of your saddle strings.
Now what we do? Uh-oh. Poncho, see, you put your coat and sombrero over the sticks and tie it in the saddle so it look like it's Cisco were riding, huh?
Hey, you do the same. Andale.
There. Poncho got the bedroll, the coat, and the sombrero fixed on Loco's saddle just like Cisco got them fixed on Diablo's saddle.
Bueno. Now head the horses down the trail and send them on their way.
Up, y'all. Come on, go.
Come on, Chico. Climb to the top of those rocks. We'll be able to see the other side of the trail from there.
We find out soon enough what we got to know. There go the horses around the bend of the trail.
Save your breath. You'll need it to get to the top. Hurry, Poncho, faster.
Hurry, faster. It'll get to the top. And then, Poncho, stop.
Stop us. Look down there. Those two mavericks standing there, Senor Ollie fired those gunshots. I'm going to get them.
Oh, Cisco, not to jump down on the two of them by yourself.
Stay there, Poncho.
No, Cisco, no.
Try to find you two coyotes.
See, it's the Cisco Kid.
Up on your feet, you packer.
Shoot him. Kill him.
Oh. You got him, Pecos. Right in the head.
I said I'd kill Cisco, and I did, Sam. Where's his partner?
He was up on the rock. He must be scrambling down the way he got up there. Keep your kerchief on your face.
We'll wait and get him, too.
Here he comes. Look at him, running zigzag like he's local.
You know what we do with local critters back in Texas? We put them out of their misery. We shoot them.
Oh, my head. Oh. Poncho, what are you doing?
Poncho, fix the scalp wound on your head, Cisco. The bullet from that Maverick's going to graze your scalp. Oh, those coyotes, they think you're dead.
How did you escape them?
Poncho used a trick what Cisco used before. Poncho run zigzag, and when those killers shoot at Poncho, Poncho fall down and make believe to be dead.
Bueno, amigo. That was good thinking on your part.
No, Cisco, on your part. Poncho tried to think like Cisco would always tell Poncho to do. Poncho knows he not can shoot better than those two pack rats, and Poncho figured it better to help Cisco and Senor Ali if there a chance.
Gracias, Chico. It was a wise thing you did. I'm proud of you. Here, Ali, is he dead?
No, Cisco. He's still breathing, and he not got no bullet wound. He just got a big bump on his head.
The sidewinders must have gun whipped him.
Oh, look, Cisco. Senor Ali, he coming too.
There, let us help him to his feet.
Oh, God. Poncho, get your hands off me, you double-dealing skunk.
Why you talk like that, Senor Ali, when Cisco and Poncho tried to help you?
Help me, you smooth-tongued liars. When I didn't cotton to your scheme to let Jane carry the money so you could rob her.
Before you say any more, you'll be sorry for. Now, you listen to me.
I ain't listening to nothing. You did me a favor. That favor's the reason I'm talking now instead of shooting.
Oh, you dumb, hot-headed, stubborn mule.
I aim to get that money back if I have to kill you.
He's going to go for his gun.
I think I got...
Go ahead, try and twist it out of my hand.
No, mate. All that is needed to rock you to sleep. If you come to your senses.
Oh, bueno, Chico. Poncho only sorry that fight not last longer, so you pound some brains into Senor Arley's head.
Do not be so angry with him, Poncho. You put yourself into his place, you can understand his mistake.
See, but what do we do now about Senor Arley and about the morning?
Try Senor Arley and leave him here to cool off. Senora Jane will be coming along the trail before long.
Oh, that's right. She untie him and then maybe they both come gunning after us, huh?
We'll worry about that when we come to it. Right now, we are going after that money.
We go after those two banditos, yes, huh?
We are going to Simon Kelton's office, Poncho. From what Senor Arley said, I am sure he is one of the two sidewinders who tried to kill me. Both of them will work off long prison terms when I am finished with them.
You did a fine job, Pecos. I hope you took care no one saw you come into my office.
Yeah, stop worrying and start counting out my money. I ought to get a bonus time.
You deserve it, Pecos, and you're going to get it. Setting it up so that Ollie Baldwin will be blamed for the murder of Cisco and Poncho is worth plenty to me. I'm going to split this money two ways. All I wanted out of this was Ollie Baldwin's ranch, and I got it.
Hey, Sam, look through that window across the street. It can't be.
Where? Cisco Kid. You didn't kill him after all.
No, I didn't. But I got Poncho. He ain't with him.
He must know something. Maybe he recognized it in spite of the kerchief. He's headed for this office. Get into the back room. No. Cisco might expect that. Go out the back door, then come around to the side windows and get Cisco in a crossfire when he's in the office.
I won't miss this time, Sime. I need a fortune.
The money. The money, I gotta hide it. And this wall clock, they'll never find it there. There now. Good day, sir. What can I do for you?
I am the Cisco Kid. You are Simon Kelton?
Why, yeah.
Keep your hands on the desk in plain sight. You can keep that money you stole from Arlie Baldwin, since it is coming to you.
What money? What are you talking about?
Hombre, you are going to sign a receipt for the full payment of that note.
Get that gun, you sneaky sidewinder.
All right. Get that gun out of my ribs.
Just like you say, Cisco. Poncho go around to the back of the office and find this coyote on his way out. Poncho get the drop on him good, no?
You did very well, Poncho. Mm. Now the two of you are going to talk.
Talk about what?
The money, the robbery, and that forest fire.
You Maverick, you. Get over to that desk with that Simon Kelton.
Sit down, Kelton, and stay there. Poncho, open that canteen you brought with you and start using it.
Si, Cisco. Poncho, use it just like you tell him to.
Why are you walking around this desk dropping that water on the floor?
Where is that money?
I don't know about no money. I don't even know this here hombre.
You don't scare me none by spilling that water on the floor.
That is water, ain't it?
Maybe it's coal oil.
All right, Poncho. Light the match.
No, don't do it. We'll be burned to death in a ring of fire.
I've got the money. I'll tell you. I'll tell you all about it.
That is the answer I'm waiting for. All right, Pancho. You can put the canteen away.
Si, Cisco. Soon as Pancho take a drink of water.
It was water.
Si, Pancho never say it's not water.
Send a receipt for Arlie Baldwin, Kelton.
Yeah, yes, Cisco. Whatever you say.
Well, Cisco, there's Senor Jane and Senor Arlie coming here. Senor Arlie act like he's going to gunfight you.
Leave him to me, Pancho. Keep these two coyotes covered.
Cisco and Pancho
doing
like that.
I'm not listening to you anymore, Jane. Not when I find them both in Sam Kelton's office. Cisco, you're going to have Sam Kelton sign a receipt for that money, or I'm going to kill you.
All right, Senor Arlie. Here's the receipt.
What?
Well, Arlie, what did I tell you? Cisco already made Sam sign a receipt for our money. You and your hot temper. Shame on you.
And Cisco already made these coyotes admit they steal the money.
Cisco, I don't know what to say.
But I do.
Come on, son.
What are you getting?
Play it with your fist here, Arlie.
I will. But stealing my money and hit me on the head with
him. You say sorry. You did not remain quiet. You see what I mean?
You hit that coyote so hard, he banged up against the wall and he knocked the clock down.
Look at all that money.
Oh, so that's where this coyote he hide the money, huh?
That's mine. I signed a receipt for it.
See, Simon, Captain, it is yours, and you will have the rest of your life to count it behind the bars of a jail.
Oh, Cisco, that money that Senor Arlie, he pays San Kelton, he did not do him no good, I think.
No, it did not, Pancho.
No, do him no good.
Spent all of it on lawyers, trying to keep himself and that maverick who worked for him out of jail.
But he not able to do it. You know, Cisco, when we go back to visit Senor Arlie and Senora James, there'll be a lot more white-faced cattle on the rancho, huh?
Oh, gee, you are right, Chico. Arlie Baldwin not only pioneered a new cattle sale from Oregon, but with those Herefords, he is pioneering a new idea for the whole cattle industry.
Oh, gee, he and the senora, they got a big job ahead of them.
Oh, it is a big job, and a worthwhile one.
Pancho's cousin Pedro, he got a big job ahead of him, too.
Oh, your cousin Pedro has a new job?
Oh, gee.
Doing what?
He connected to the police department.
Pedro is connected to the police department? How?
With a pair of handcuffs.
Oh, Pancho! Oh,